Making a decision on the care of your loved ones is no easy task, and you want to rest assured that you're leaving them in the best possible hands. Warmest Welcome are a chain of 9 care homes across Yorkshire, offering the highest standards of care in an intimate and comfortable atmosphere, something they consider to be key in delivering care that they would expect their own relatives to receive. I caught up with Tracy Holroyd, the chairman at Warmest Welcome, who recalls how the first care home was founded and the ethos that has made them so successful.
We were looking for a place for my granddad in the 80s, and we couldn't find a care home that we liked for him, so my dad built one. So I did my nurse training and originally started out, well, helping out doing tea, coffee, cares whilst I was doing my nurse training, then finished my nurse training and eventually became the manager. So absolutely worked my way up from the grassroots. And then time passed and we bought the original care home from my dad and then got busy buying more care homes and
absolutely.
Now have 9.
Well, it's come a long way, as you said there, since 2006. I know it's only been 13, 14 years, but you now have 9 care homes, 2 of which are in Harrogate. So how do you find the time to sort of manage so many care homes at once?
We don't manage them. All the care homes have really good managers in place, and we just hover over the top. We're ready to help out wherever's needed.
And Tracy, it's not just yourself and your husband, Steve, who run Warmest Welcome. You've got such a great team behind you and a lovely team of individuals that help make Warmest Welcome what it is today.
Absolutely. It absolutely wouldn't be where we are today were it not for the team. We've got Caroline, our Director of Care, and Julie, our Ops Manager, both nurses. And then behind the scenes, we've got Sally, who takes care of things at head office and keeps us under control with the spending and so on. It's really important. So, without them, we wouldn't be anywhere near where we are today. We try and deliver what we originally were looking for my granddad all those years ago, which was just somewhere that will be nice to the residents and look after them well. We refer to the mum test, being what would you want for your mum, and we try and work to that principle. It's a simple principle, but not always easy to achieve, but that's what we like to aim for.
Well, that's a good approach, isn't it? As you can imagine, thinking about how you'd want your own relatives to be treated and then treating other people like that. And I'm guessing that's why people can rely on you guys when they do bring their relatives as residents at Warmest Welcome.
Yeah, we like our homes to be homely. Our homes are, with the exception of the original one that my dad built, which in actual fact was the first ever purpose-built home in West Yorkshire. They're all converted buildings. Nice homes to live in, so they have a homely feel about them.
And at Warmest Welcome, you're looking for new employees at the moment as well, so you're always recruiting, you're always looking for new people to join your team. What sort of people are you looking for that would fit in well in the Warmest Welcome sort of family of employees?
Yeah, enthusiasm. It's all about enthusiasm. And wanting to do the best for the residents along the same lines as us, look after them as though it were your mum.
What sort of conditions and what sort of ailments towards that sort of age group do you see most often, and what sort of thing do you have to deal with?
Anything and everything. We get a lot of older people with some dementia type illnesses. That's very commonplace, from the very beginnings of just being a bit forgetful right through to more severe dementia.
And I'm guessing empathy is a huge part of being a good carer and a good care home as well at Warmest Welcome. The empathy to sort of put yourselves in the position of these people who are at that stage of their life and maybe are going through a few things physically and mentally as well, and they're going away from being reliant on their children, and that's where Warmest Welcome do step in.
Yes, most definitely. We kind of are almost an extended family for some of our residents. Often people in a care home, they do need help with the activities of daily living, but they also want to have a chat and want to have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a giggle. And we like the food to be very good as well, because food's really important when you're living in a care home.
And we got to mention that your husband Steve, who is a co-owner at Warmest Welcome, used to be a chef as well. So
he's very keen for the food to be good. Yeah, he tastes a lot.
I can imagine. So Tracy, if there's anyone listening that is thinking about either coming to you guys to see about a relative becoming a resident at Warmest Welcome, or maybe they're thinking about the recruitment side of things and want a job at Warmest Welcome, want to see what sort of opportunities there are with you guys, how can they find out a little bit more about what you guys have got on offer?
Well, a good way to start is the website, because details of all of the homes, including contact details, are there on the website, which is warmestwelcomelimited.com. Or else just telephone the home direct and go and have a look.
Perfect. We'll put some more information and some pictures as well on the Stray FM website for anyone that does want to have a closer look at Warmest Welcome, who have got 9 different care homes across the area, including a couple in Harrogate and in Ilkley as well. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about it, and I'll be sure to have a look online at Warmest Welcome a bit closer.
Thank you very much.